passed away, he played in a whole bunch of bands, but us being in Winnipeg, we're going to focus on the one that springboarded him to playing with DOA and No Means No and Subhumans and all these wonderful Canadian punk bands. This is Personality Crisis on the wonderful and frightening world of Patrick Michaelishan.
my place and where should I be? Committing at the first available spot to the lie. For the pleasure you're putting me down. Is that my name?
So you're tuned in to CKUW 95.9 FM here in Winnipeg. This is the wonderful and frightening world of Patrick Michaelishan. And that's a CD that I put out back in 2017 of an amazing local band called Personality Crisis. If you watch the news, you probably heard that John Card passed away. And it was a weird morning because, I mean, I did this release. I haven't talked to the guy in years, but a ton of people reached out to me about it. And then I just wrote a little blurb on my Facebook, and that went nuts. Even though I knew him probably less than anyone else who was liking and commenting on that post. But it is what it is. I had an experience. It was one of the greatest things that I've ever done yet. But I just kind of spoke to the John that I knew. And got me listening to Personality Crisis again. It was one of those things where I kind of overdid it when it happened, and I returned it once in a while, but after this happened, I just started blasting it in my house while I was cleaning and scraping pans and doing ads for my job. So that was Empty Sky, The Look, and Piss on You. Three different songs from three different eras, all with John Card on drums. And Piss on You, not only is it the name of the Winnipeg punk documentary that came out about a decade ago, but it's also the only song by Personality Crisis that was solely written by John. So I thought that would be a fun song to end up on. It feels like I was here yesterday with my friend Chris Bauer, helping him launch the inaugural Sane radio show with him as the host. There's a show that he's putting on at the XQ's Lounge, I think at the end of May, and he asked me if I wanted to play 20 minutes. So I'm just trying to figure out what I want to go and do on stage. Lots of cool music things are coming up for me and with me, and I'm excited to share all this stuff with you here on the radio. That being said, I'm going to shut up and play some actual stuff on the radio. I've been pulling random stuff off of my shelves just for you. And it's kind of like spin the bottle. We don't know where it's going to land. This is The Professionals with Payday on the wonderful and frightening world of Patrick Michaelishan.
I was the kid having that kid, nigga. Now them same kids hella big and trying to get rich, nigga. Pass the hoopties and snapping, using the e-brake. Switching the bad tags, cause the registration fee late. Cause I put that money on the studio. Left an impression, trees for the session and done Julio. It be a gang of late nights without that dinner though. But I never quit it, I would finish and feel like a winner, bro. The motto was always keep it 100. Used to hot box in the whip just so I could get blunted. My baby mama used to hate on that smoke, homie. Then it was all good when I got paid off that smoke, homie. Quit the job right before they laid off the folks. I made 10 racks the next day, then 8 with D-Lo, homie. This is motivation that could keep me moving. If I need to hustle, then I get it, nigga. Don't be stupid, this is how I do it. See what I'm doing and copy my movement, you're stupid. Don't worry about what I'm doing, know that I'm moving.
Every day I'm on that grind for money, mate, looking for that big. 24-7 about that money, mate, looking for that big.
I never
never fell victim into the trap, niggas. Cause I found ways to get it off for these rap niggas. But nowadays, all these rap niggas, they broke niggas. They label broke niggas, they back to hustling coke, nigga. Some of them street, some of them fraud types. Some of them lackey, some of them boss-like. Some of them get it, fuck with their odds like. Get your cards right, like Vegas, baby, it's all night. The motto's like Lotto, keep it a fucking buck. I don't sweat with the bums, they pressing they fucking luck. More money, more problems, stressing for what? Through the recessions, they get aggressive as fuck. I seen the people slide straight down the slopes. Serving the bases, how I got paid off the dope. This is motivation that could keep me moving. If I need to hustle, then I get it, nigga. Don't be stupid, this is how I do it. See what I'm doing and copy my movement, you're stupid. Don't worry about what I'm doing, know that I'm moving.
Every day I'm on that grind for money, man, looking for that big. 24/7 about that money, man, looking for that big.
If you knew what I was thinking right now, like now at this moment, I've got you right here in my hand. I could kill you, you know that.
Look at that good chiba chiba. Chiba, look at that good chiba chiba. Look at that good chiba chiba. Chiba, chiba chiba.
Change the channel. had a dream. Woke up, got out of bed.
Just Reality. knew what a fool I was to ever fall in love with you. Yes, telling you goodbye was the hardest thing I ever had to do.
She put on a New York station. She didn't believe her.
tuned in to the wonderful and frightening world of Patrick Michaelish, and that was the original version of Rock and Roll by the Velvet Underground, a bonus track from their third album, Deluxe Edition, that would eventually find its final version on their, I guess, penultimate album, Loaded, but the last album that actually had any of the original members. They had Squeeze, but that was just essentially a Doug Yule solo album. Kind of like how Pavement did Terror Twilight, but it was essentially the first Stephen Malkmus solo album, if you're a Pavement head. It's almost 1 o'clock in the morning. Well, it will be soon, which means that it's going to be time for our compulsory can. Money finally started rolling in. I've been paying off all the debts. I wait for, in the wintertime when I don't have any money coming in, I wait for the bills paper to change color. And that means that I'm probably 3 weeks away from being disconnected. So all those bills are paid off. My credit card is slowly getting paid off, but I just had a big market on the weekend, that punk rock market that you've probably heard Alan Campbell pressing on the air quite a bit, did well. The Honey Dill hot sauce is going back out to travel Manitoba soon, so bills are getting paid down. Everything is going to be great. I can probably file my taxes on time. Nope. I looked at the date. I will not be filing my taxes on time. But more importantly, I have money to buy music again. I just grabbed the final No Means No CD that I need for my collection, the Sex Mad You Kill Me compilation. Absolutely phenomenal set. There is the Live in Warsaw that came out with a new book, but you have to buy the Polish book to get this stupid CD, and everyone on Discogs isn't selling them separately. So shipping is ridiculous because books are heavy, and the world isn't made for us poors. Ugh. So I'm just making up music with some synth and a pedal here. If Leaf were here, you'd be listening to Leaf synthesize underneath a spoken word record, and I didn't bring any of my LPs. So I'm just going to let this play out a little bit, twiddle some knobs while I figure out what's going to carry you on to Compulsory Can. Cosmic Dead have a new album out. Don't have it yet. It's the first album without my buddy James in the lineup, which kind of bums me out. He removed himself from the scene completely after some bad behavior regarding or stemming from his mental health issues. I hope he's doing well. If I can figure out how to download WhatsApp, I'm going to get in touch with my bud out in Scotland. This is an old Cosmic Dead album. This is from their second official release, The Exalted King. Came out on cassette first on Dubditch Picnic Records, Chris Jakes' label, was reissued on CD and vinyl with a bonus track, and here's that bonus track. This is The Cosmic Dead with Anata on the wonderful and frightening world of Patrick Michaelishan on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Yo, it's corrupt where I'm from. Edmonton, tough. The streets can speak about the heads with drugs. Rough. City life will leave you red with blood. Punch holes in the walls, then they fed the thugs lunch. After they rocked the party in a literal sense. Sedimentary propensity, they hit the kid in the lip. Shit, you could be on White Ave having the time of your life. Or then you get your arm broken by a random cab driver. Ask Katie. The nightlife is mad crazy when a drunk charges to your car. He was trying to play me, but I didn't let him. We peeled off quick, then we parked at IGA to break the seals off the lid. Don't generalize, you must think and wonder why I drink 40s and memorize bus link numbers. Well, I don't have a license, but I'm trying to gain prominence because I'm living in a house with a fridge full of condiments. See me on the bill, better follow me there. I solemnly swear I'll make it back to Oliver Square. See me on the bill, better follow me there. I solemnly swear I'll make it back to Oliver Square. See me on the bill, better follow me there. I solemnly swear I'll make it back to Oliver Square. See me on the bill, better follow me there. I solemnly swear I'll make it back. So I'm drunk at the Funky Pickle. Nothing difficult, came out with just napkins. It was something pitiful. Currently unemployed, but I depend on my friends to contend with my impending impulse to spend. So I let Jan cover my pictures at the Strat till I get a little bit rich from this rap. But I digress through these cherries in the rear view. RCMP, check for drunks on a steer through. Yeah, I take the 7 off 82nd to get to Jasper so I can hit New City with the Electro Clashers. And Dub Thursdays at Savoy, I spit wordplay to chick someone suited like their birthday in the worst way. See me at Victory, don't ask to see the skill. I'm sick of fanboys, more obnoxious than Peter Hill, more robotic than Bill Smith. I come with the ill shit, still good, more dangerous than Millwoods. See me on the bill, better follow me there. I solemnly swear I'll make it back to Oliver Square. See me on the bill, better follow me there. I solemnly swear I'll make it back to Oliver Square. See me on the bill, better follow me there. I solemnly swear I'll make it back to Oliver Square. See me on the bill, better follow me there. I solemnly swear I'll make it back. I need to listen like records, y'all ought to get dismissed. On the wake up, I tend to politic with Chris. Don't stick your nose up just cause the sick flows up. Like if you go to a show, you might see Nick Kozub. Like if I'm on the mic, you better get froze up, cause I cut aluminum like a bus station smoker. Anyway, we tend to black dog on our Tuesdays. Any crew of useless talk, don't give a fuck what you say. Better lay low if connected to lame bros. I might hit you with a Stella bottle of Halo. Ugly chicks in the armory talk sweet alcohol. Girl, I don't wanna be seen in you like cowboys. And I don't rap for free, not one dirty rhyme. Your lips will go downtown like the 135. Lamping real pretty, don't care what rapping can get me. I'm just letting y'all know I'm from Champion City. See me on the bill, better follow me there. I solemnly swear I'll make it back to Oliver Square. See me on the bill, better follow me there. I solemnly swear I'll make it back to Oliver Square. See me on the bill, better follow me there. I solemnly swear I'll make it back to Oliver Square. See me on the bill, better follow me there. I solemnly swear I'll make it back. Woods to the West End. Ask any one of my best friends. You know what it is.
No idea why it's playing twice. All right. So that was Cadence Weapon. My God. That was Cadence Weapon with Oliver Square off the album Breaking Kayfabe, and Atana by The Cosmic Dead off their album The Exalted King. Both of those releases are on labels that don't exist anymore. Dubditch Picnic and Paradigms Records out of the UK are both out of there. I'm sure the Cosmic Dead albums are being reprinted and repressed. They're kind of a big deal band out in the UK, and I absolutely love them. I haven't been following them as much since my friend got ejected from the band, but they're still pretty amazing, and I do like the new stuff that they've put out. Their new album just, it comes out today. Holy hell, it's out today. Infinite Peaks on one of those stoner record labels. But you can go to their Bandcamp and pick it up today as well. Highly recommend Cosmic Dead. And while you're at it, grab as much Carlton Melton as you can, because they are probably the best psych band for my money going right now. Anyways, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. I can't believe it's only 1 o'clock in the morning, but I'm feeling okay. We have our compulsory can off of the album Tagomago. This is Peking O on the wonderful and frightening world of Patrick Michaelishan.